I had something on my mind real quick that I just wanted to talk about, and it's literally what I want to talk about today. First, my name is Tish Ferguson. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being on my channel. I'm a makeup artist by trade, but I have the privilege of being multi-hyphenated. I'm a professor. I'm a full-time traveler. I'm a writer. I'm a vlogger. I get the opportunity to travel full-time with a touring company. I work in theater. And I like to share my experience as a makeup artist and where it is that I've been and where I'm going and the systems that I put in place for me to get there. And I like to share my experience as a Black woman navigating this world, specifically navigating America while I'm traveling full time. And one thing that I've learned being out here on the road, I've been doing this for a year now, a year of not having a traditional home of a sense. Home is here, it's wherever I am. But I've been doing this for a year, and one thing that I often think about is, what am I waiting for? That was the question that I asked myself when even making the decision of leaving everything behind in New York, is, what are you really waiting for? Like, you have an opportunity placed in front of you, doing things that you've always wanted to do. What are you waiting for? And so I pose this question because a lot of the times we procrastinate on the things that we want to do. There could be a number of reasons why we procrastinate. The fear of success, questioning our worth. Fear of success has never really been a big thing for me, but questioning my worth has. And if you are tuning in and you are watching, and one of those two things or something that you feel is a roadblock, I'm here to tell you, you gotta let that go. One way that I've been able to let that go is being able to collect the data of what I'm worth. And when I say collect the data, it's internally. Like, yes, I deserve these things. Number one, I deserve these things because I'm a child of God, period. Jesus is my daddy. So I am worth that because of that, because I am a being, because I am God's light. I am worth that, despite all the other things, despite the bad, you know what I mean? So my worth is not attached to what I can do as a makeup artist, but my worth for me is attached to, what is it, how can I serve, and what is it that I'm pushing out into the world. And I was having a conversation with one of my friends when I went to Tulsa about just like honing into who I am and taking the time that I have out here in isolation, essentially, to really cultivate who I am and figure out who I am so that I can be a light, that I can operate at my highest, so I can be a light into the world. So what am I waiting for? There are times that, like, I'm like procrastinating on things that I need to get done, or procrastinating on fulfilling a goal. And it's like, when are you going to get the opportunity again to do this? I literally almost did not go to Tulsa because I was so overwhelmed with all of the things that I had to do. And I was going to put that on the back burner, like, I'll get there. No, you got to go. What are you waiting for? And when I went, I had the best experience ever. What am I waiting for? I'm waiting for the day that I'm not tired. Get some more sleep. Schedule some more sleep. Schedule your time better so that you can go and experience life and do the things. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for your friends to book a trip? Go on that trip by yourself. Are you waiting for your family to start treating you better? Go do your own thing and go where you're celebrated and appreciated. They'll figure it out. So I want to take this time to just ask you to ask yourself, what are you waiting for? Really ask yourself that. And then, I say this all the time, create momentum in the direction in which you want to go. So if you want to start traveling by yourself, start taking yourself out on dates in your neighborhood. If you are uncomfortable with doing things alone, start doing the small things alone. And then you'll book that trip because you'll see, oh, I took that road trip for 3 hours, or I took that road trip for 2 hours by myself, and I did this little thing by myself. Oh, I for sure can go travel across the country alone, or I for sure can do X, Y, and Z. Like, start small, but stop waiting. Stop waiting. Create the momentum in which you want your life to go. So start taking one foot in front of the other and go. And I'm not just talking to y'all. I'm not just talking to you. I'm also talking to me, because I too struggle with creating the momentum sometimes. Sometimes I just don't want it. My body just is over it. But then I go back to the drawing board and I figure out what modifications I need to make so that I can perform at my highest. And performing at my highest looks like, what am I doing for my highest self to be happy? So what are you waiting for? Go and get it. I'm about to go open up OKC. I'm gonna load in the theater, and I just needed to get that off of my heart and out there to you. And thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. She be tripping. OKC. Bye.